Secretary Gates told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that the continuing resolution funding levels would mean a cut of $23 billion compared to what DOD requested for 2011.
The damage done across our military from that reduction would be magnified as it comes halfway through the fiscal year.
But several defense spending critics here in Washington say the alleged crisis is a myth. Gordon Adams is a professor of international relations at American University who used to handle defense programs in the Office of Management and Budget. He says DOD is perfectly capable of doing what it needs to do in a constrained fiscal environment.
All of the things that the department has already started doing because they know they're operating at a CR level for the first 5 months of this year are exactly the management things you should do if you're facing a declining set of resources over a fiscal year. You need to delay some contract actions. You need to give shorter notice for permanent changes of station. You need to slow down depot maintenance. You need to slow down real property maintenance. In other words, what the department has to do to deal with fewer resources is manage. Can they manage? Yes, they can.
Adams oversaw some of the defense drawdowns of the 1990s. He says they were significant and there were no catastrophic consequences.
To suggest that this is an unmanageable and difficult process or one that puts the department at the edge of crisis, I think simply overstates the problem. We have been in this kind of situation with deficit reduction in the end of the Cold War from 1985 to 1998, when the force came down substantially, 700,000. The civilians came down substantially, 300,000. The procurement budget went down 50%. The whole budget went down 30%, both in constant dollars. And we still ended up with a force that, while some thought it was stressed, was actually capable of using Saddam Hussein as a speed bump in 2003.
Adams says DOD is continuing to let its past year's force structure dictate its budgetary needs in the future, rather than figuring out what its core missions are and how much money it needs to complete them. He says the budget philosophy comes down to last year plus more. He says that philosophy isn't compatible with an austere fiscal mood in the country and the end of two wars. He thinks the country is at the beginning of a big shift in defense spending.
What I think the department is going to have to start doing is taking a much closer look at three kinds of things. One is, what are the missions and responsibilities of the forces? This is something that Quadrennial Defense Review did not do. It gave all missions equal priority, and frankly, the announcements yesterday from the Pentagon did exactly the same thing. So there's not been a mission prioritization here. Second, it's going to have to take a close look at what we buy and how we buy it. And some forces have begun to do that in the Pentagon. There will be more of that to come. Thirdly, it's going to have to go well beyond the efficiencies that the Secretary has announced, which are fine, but are not really but the edge of the problem. The edge of the problem really is more than 40% of the defense budget locked up in its infrastructure, and more than a third of the force that never gets deployed because it's operating the infrastructure.
Adams predicts that 5 years from now, DOD's budget will have been cut noticeably, rather than the flat budget that Gates envisions for 2016. Christopher Preble is director of foreign policy studies at the libertarian-leaning Cato Institute. He agrees personnel issues are a huge part of the problem, and tackling them is going to require a serious look at the missions the military performs around the world.
My argument has always been that finding savings in personnel and salary and benefits is always going to be a difficult thing. It's going to be harder still when the force is as stressed as our force is today. But the fact remains that while the Secretary has proposed to reduce Army and Marine Corps end strength in 2016 after the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan presumably are brought to a close, he has not brought down those end strength numbers to anywhere near where they were at the start of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And again, they've emphasized that these reductions are conditions-based. They're not saying it's necessarily going to materialize, but I ask, if everything is conditions-based, why would we not go back to at least where we were in 2001?
And after a decade in which defense spending roughly doubled in the midst of two wars, Adams says DOD has no right to expect its budget to stay where it is now. But fortunately, from his perspective, he says expectations do seem to be shifting.
It's going to be very hard to do the tough, disciplined exercise that the department now needs to do. It's basically what Admiral Mullen talked about on January 6th.
We've lost our ability to prioritize, to make hard decisions, to do tough analysis, to make trades. We're now, I think, in a very good environment here in the building because of this effort to do exactly that.
That's the terrain the department is now entering, And this is really only maybe the second or third trench in the process.
A process he describes as trench warfare, as DOD fights to keep as much of what it has as possible. But Adams says he doubts DOD will spend the entire year in continuing resolution mode. An appropriations bill being worked on in the House this week would reportedly allocate $533 billion for defense for the current fiscal year. Adams says he expects the Senate to support that. DOD Comptroller Robert Hale said this week that would be better than a CR, but still not enough money to avoid crisis.
We think we need at least $540 billion to meet our national security needs effectively. There will be some significant risk.
Again, Cato's Christopher Preble.
I love that. That implies that we're not, that there are no risks anywhere in the budget ever. They are using this as a lever to try to force action in Congress, but at the same time, they are planning to deal with the budget as they have it, as they should. And I don't buy into this argument.
Larry Korb is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration and now a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. He concedes it would be a management challenge for DOD to finish out the fiscal year under a continuing resolution, but not because of the dollar amount itself.
I thought what was astounding yesterday in Gates' press conference, where he talked about the fact that if the FY11 budget was cut to 526, which is basically the number that President Bush had projected on leaving office for FY11, that would be catastrophic, and he couldn't live with anything less than 540. That would be a $9 billion reduction from what he requested. That's less than 2%, which, again, if you go back and you look historically, Congress normally cuts at least that much from every budget.
Secretary Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen will appear before the House Armed Services Committee today to defend their spending request. The committee's chairman, Republican Buck McKeon, has also expressed concern about DOD's spending plans, but for different reasons. He says he has significant concerns that the Pentagon's budget request is too low. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.